Welcome back, podcast listeners. This podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. And I am your host, Cole Ramsey. Without further ado, thank you for tuning in to Life Beyond the Gridiron, a podcast where we will take a look into football stars' rise to fame, success during their career, and the downfall of their legacy. So come with me and learn about some of the athletes you see dominating your social media as well as all over television. So as we know, last week we talked about Eli Manning, brother of Peyton Manning, who we talked about the week before that. Two of my favorite shows so far. Just every week, you know, I feel myself getting better and better in terms of podcasting with vocal variety and everything like that. In the end of the day, you know, today I'm going to talk about my favorite football player of all time, University of Florida legend, Denver Broncos hero, and just a great man within the life of a church, Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow, you know, has been a very electric player his entire career, really got engaged with his fans and just was a very passionate football player. And it was really awesome to watch. So just to start off, who is Tim Tebow? You know, Tim Tebow is possibly one of the most popular college football quarterbacks of all time. He is a former NFL football player and a current MLB baseball player. We'll get into that a little later. He started his football career with the University of Florida, where he became the first college sophomore ever to win the Heisman Trophy. He was then selected in the first round of the NFL draft in 2010 by the Denver Broncos. He played for two seasons with this team. He also played for the New York Jets, New England Patriots, and the Philadelphia Eagles. In 2012, 13, and 15, respectively, in 2016, he announced his retirement from football. The former American quarterback is now a professional baseball player and he plays for the New York Mets. Even though his professional career has taken a different turn, Tebow continues to be a part of a professional football as a college football analyst for SEC Network. He also makes occasional appearances on ESPN, such as SportsCenter and ESPN Radio. He is a philanthropist and aims to provide better living for unprivileged children and those with special needs through his foundation, the Tim Tebow Foundation. Now, if you ask me, his life accomplishments on the field are one thing, but what he's doing for people off the field, and you guys really need to take a look into the Tim Tebow Foundation and what they're all about. It's just insane. It's absolutely amazing what he's able to do with his fame and his knowledge of connecting with people. Is just really a beautiful thing. He travels to all these third world countries and just really helps out in any way that he can. He benefits anyone and he just tries to make life better for each and every person in the world. Tim Tebow was born on August 14th, 1987 in Manila, Philippines. So right off the bat, we learned Tim Tebow was born in the Philippines because his father, Robert, and his mom, Pamela, moved to the Philippines to work as Baptist missionaries. Before his mother was pregnant with him, she was diagnosed with amoebic dysentery and eventually fell into temporary coma. Doctors advised Tim's parents to abort him as she was on strong medication. They feared the medicines might have a deteriorating effect on the unborn child, but his parents' faith was stronger than the medical advice. They decided to go ahead with the pregnancy, and eventually Tim was born, even though he was malnourished during the time of his birth. Well, for that young malnourished boy from Pamela, Tebow turned out to be quite a phenomenal athlete, if you ask me. Kind of played his cards right, and maybe the medicine helped. Maybe he was a biology, what do they call it? A biology, bio, whatever, something like that. When he was 3 years old, Tim's parents moved to Jacksonville, Florida, where he was homeschooled as his parents' Christian beliefs just led them to believe that that was the best for Tim's education. Even though he is dyslexic, like myself, Tim believes it's a gift from the Almighty. After a Florida legislation in 1996, homeschooled children were allowed to compete in high school sporting events, thus allowing Tim to try his luck in football. Football was something Tim, you know, was always wanting to play growing up. He was always watching it on the TV and just couldn't wait to get out there. One of those kids who was just, you know, drooling to play football. And well, in terms of Tim's luck in football and 4 years later, in 2006, after playing for local high school, he accepted a scholarship to the University of Florida, which happens to be one of the most prestigious football powerhouses in the country in terms of college football. Tebow played his first ever football game for Trinity Christian Academy, a local high school, in 2003. He joined a football program at Allen D. Neese High School and started playing as a quarterback. He was named Florida's Player of the Year even after a fibula injury and controversy surrounding him being homeschooled and yet playing for his choice of school. During his senior year, he led his team, the Neese Panthers, to a state title and all-state honors. He was named Mr. Florida and played in the U.S. Army All-American Bowl in San Antonio, Texas, where he was one of the top 78 senior high school football players in the entire country. During Tim Tebow's career, Tebow attended University of Florida on an athletic scholarship and played for Coach Urban Meyer, who is now the coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, for the Florida Gators. From 2006 to 2009. With his sterling performance, he was elected as the captain in 2008 and 2009. And after that 2007 campaign, Tim Tebow was able to secure himself a Heisman Trophy and won the Gators MVP award thrice, 2007, 2008, and 2009. He graduated with 5 National Collegiate Athletic Association, 14 Southeastern Conference nominations, and 28 University of Florida statistical record, being one of the best college football players of all time. Now, growing up, being able to watch Tim Tebow play on Saturdays when I really was just starting to get into the sport and just getting old enough to comprehend was just a thing of beauty. It was just amazing to see what he could do week in and week out. And he was one of the first quarterbacks who was a quarterback that was mobile in terms of running the ball, but could also throw the football very efficiently in his college days. We'll get into why I said in his college days in a few minutes. Tim was then selected by the Denver Broncos in the 2010 NFL Draft. He started his first NFL game in December of 2010 against the Oakland Raiders, where he scored the longest touchdown by a first-time NFL quarterback in Broncos history. His first victory came against the Houston Texans. He started as a backup in the 2011 season. However, he replaced the quarterback in halftime during a home game of the 2011 season versus the San Diego Chargers. And this is where things took a turn. It was called Tebow time for a little while, for those of you who remember. He was brought in the very next game against the Miami Dolphins. He received on-field success during the season with wins against the Oakland Raiders, Kansas City Chiefs, Chicago Bears, Miami Dolphins, and many others that we don't necessarily need to go into depth about. Well, he had a good run through the season. Tebow also reached a career low after struggled to play against the New England Patriots and Buffalo Bills. However, he immediately touched a career high against the Pittsburgh Steelers in a playoff game where he would throw for 316 yards and 2 touchdowns, one of those coming in overtime to send them into the second round of the playoffs. Even so, Tebow finished with his season lowest possible completion rate in the NFL. He also played for the New York Jets, New England Patriots, and the Philadelphia Eagles, as we mentioned before he announced to take up baseball. So, what I wanted to get in a little bit more in depth about, Tim Tebow is someone who has been working his entire life to become this NFL football star, to become, you know, a Heisman Trophy winner, and win all of these numerous awards and accolades in college. He found out that the NFL might not work out for him after struggling for a few years, and just, boom, he's switching it to baseball, right? It's just, I don't know, a lot of people can not comprehend how challenging that is, because it's such a sport switch at such a high level. It's not like he went from playing high school football and then tryouts for baseball and then tryouts for lacrosse. He went from playing in the NFL, the world's most prestigious football league, to playing in the MLB, the world's most prestigious baseball league, without, you know, playing baseball for many years. I mean, I'm sure it took some training and endless hours and long nights and things like that. But just that sheer athletic ability in the terms of being able to switch over to a completely different professional sport is unmatched in terms of athletes these days. We've only seen a couple do it all time. I mean, off the top of my head, I can think of Bo Jackson, Michael Jordan, Tim Tebow. I'm sure there's a couple more, but we can look into that a little bit later. In 2016, Tebow signed a contract with the New York Mets and played his first game in the Mets Instruction League, where he hit a home run on the first pitch. Just feeding into the story that, or the explanation that I was just giving you, he is a freak of nature. He played the regular season in 2017, where he began with the Columbia Fireflies of the South Atlantic League. He was soon promoted to the St. Louis Mets, a Class A advanced Florida State League. He hit a record streak for 12 games with at least one home run. In the 2018 season, he was promoted to the New York Mets after making the All-Star game in the Eastern League the year before. Tim Tebow is also, after his baseball career, you know, his baseball career was kind of short-lived, similar to his NFL career. But at the same time, he just had so much passion when he was playing out there on those moments in those times. More recently, Tim Tebow has tried to make a comeback to the NFL, but this time not playing quarterback. He tried to take on the role of tight end, which is a more gruesome, grueling, and, you know, dirty, I guess you could say, position. And that, unfortunately, again, did not work out for Mr. Tebow, and he was cut before the regular season actually started, before the NFL team cuts down their roster to a 53-man roster. Tebow was hired by ESPN as a college football analyst shortly after his career in baseball. He appeared as the co-host of SEC Network and on the SEC Network, and has even made his way onto College Game Day in the mornings every Saturday during college football season. They have this thing called College Game Day. They decide what they think the biggest game of the week is going to be. They travel there. They put on a press conference. They have all the fans in the background. People camp out all night just to see this. It's this really big event in the college football world. Tebow has also co-hosted on Good Morning America, and he has also released his autobiography or book. It's called Through My Eyes, which happened in 2015, which became a New York Times bestseller and stayed there for 24 weeks. It was also named the number one sports book in all of the 2000s. So, you know, Tebow is just a very talented person. And, you know, as we mentioned before, he has dyslexia. To be able to write a book and have the dedication to write an entire book on dyslexia, or sorry, on yourself while having dyslexia is a very big accomplishment. For those of you who may struggle with dyslexia, you understand I struggle with it. It's not an easy task, but it's something you learn to live with. But let me tell you, the last thing I want to do is sit down and write a multiple chapter book. Starting from high school, you know, Tebow had various awards, titles, including Player of the Year, All-State Honors. He was also featured in Sports Illustrated and Faces in the Crowd. But between 2007 and 2008 is when he made the most of his accolades, I guess you could say, in terms of football. He earned various awards, including the Heisman Trophy. You know, we talked about this one a few times. We've had a few Heisman Trophy winners on this show that we talked about. But that means you were the best college football player in the country. That means you are the cream of the crop. You are the best player out there. And oftentimes, the Heisman Trophy winner is a top five NFL draft pick. He became the Sporting News Player of the Year back when Sporting was a ginormous company in the sports world. And SEC Championships Games Most Valuable Player, National Championship MVP, and First Team All-Academic, All-American for all three seasons that he played with the Florida Gators. Lastly, Tim Tebow has also donated over $5 million of money to Shands Hospital Pediatric Cancer Center in Gainesville, Florida, in the location where University of Florida is, and he's a strong believer in Christianity. Tebow leads a group called the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, or the FCA. They're a very big company in the lacrosse world, whose members aren't allowed to, you know, they're not allowed to do things that are considered a sin in the religion that they believe in. Tim's style of kneeling and praying in his arm resting on his knee, on the bent knee, was given a term Tebowing, and it really took storm of the internet and when he was really shining in the NFL and things like that. Lastly, guys, thank you for tuning into my show this semester. It's been a great time. I really appreciate all the love and support, and thank you guys so much.
This podcast has been created by the students in the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California, and is intended for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. You can find this and other students' podcasts at radio.dominican.edu. Thanks again for tuning in to Life Beyond the Gridiron for another amazing show. Hope to see you guys back here next week. But in the meantime, make sure to stay on sides and keep striving for greatness. Thank you.